I'm Sarah Seip. I'm from Monroe, Indiana. This is my last year in 4-H. This is my 10th year, and I represent the dairy.
First of all, let me congratulate you on your accomplishments.
Thank you.
10 years in 4-H, does it seem possible?
Not really. It just kind of seems like yesterday. I was starting out, and my sisters were all here, and now I'm the last one by myself doing all the work. So it's been a long process, but it's been a lot of fun.
So describe your week here at the Adams County 4-H Fair.
This is probably my busiest year just because I've been working other places and busy doing stuff on myself. My dad's been helping me a lot, but I had a rabbit show on Monday, and the dairy show was, of course, yesterday. That took most of the day. And just learning last night, I had to learn all the different animals for the showmanship today, and I just stayed busy pretty much all week.
Describe, if you would, the experience of being in showmanship.
It was really different for me. I won senior showmanship when I was going to be a sophomore, and so I've stayed in the premier showmanship for dairy and just now won it this year. It was challenging today just because I'd never shown any of the other animals before, but it was kind of fun and got to learn some different things, and I feel that if I was in it next year, I'd be able to improve a little bit, but I'm glad that I was able to be it just in this year.
What are your future career plans include?
I'm going to Taylor University this fall, and I'm going to major in biology, planning to go somewhere in the medical field.
Very good. Well, again, this is it. Your last Adams County Fair as a 4-H member. Has it soaked in yet?
Not really. I think it'll probably hit me more next year when I'm not here and when I'm at home and not here in the early in the morning or late at night, so I can just come and visit and not have to work. But yeah, I think it'll be more next year. I'll realize it.
After 10 years, would you encourage other young people to get involved in 4-H?
Oh, of course. It's taught me a lot of things that I don't think I could have learned elsewhere, such as responsibility and just knowing you have to get up early in the morning and work with your animals. And you can't always go do things at night because you got to feed your animals and water them and walk them and train them and just do all the things to make them the best you can and just teach you the responsibility to have something that you have to take care of.
Well, again, congratulations on your accomplishments. Best of luck at Taylor.
Thank you very much.